Many people in prison learn trades, like cooking or landscaping. It helps prepare them for life after they're released. As Harvest Public Media's Katie Pikus reports, some prisons are doing something different. They're training inmates to work with bees.
Clarinda Correctional Facility in Southwest Iowa has three large gardens. Daryl's an inmate here, and he pulls something out to harvest.
Wow, look at that. Never in life would I ever think that. I only thought carrots were yellow and orange.
Daryl's seeing a black carrot for the very first time. The prison only lets first names be used. Daryl and about a dozen other inmates at the medium security prison are enrolled in an apprenticeship teaching inmates gardening, landscaping, and conservation. The real attraction, though, is beekeeping. Daryl, Jacob, and Clinton are dressed head to toe in baggy white protective suits with mesh beekeeper's hats to protect their faces from a half million bees.
Want to start with this hive?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Try to find the queen?
Yeah, we can.
They're not harvesting honey. They're just checking on the bees. They pump smoke into the air to calm them.
So we just kind of smoke them down a little bit to kind of get them off the frame.
They're lifting frames out of a white beehive, kind of like pulling files out of a filing cabinet.
I'll just get it over there. Whoa, heavy.
They're looking for the queen bee to make sure she's healthy.
Okay.
But on some of the honeycomb-filled frames, they see the tasty reward they work for.
There you go. That.
That's all honey.
That's honey right there.
A frame of honey.
That shiny is nectar.
They'll likely harvest the honey in August. The prison brands it as Bee Haven honey. It'll keep some of the honey and give some away to local food pantries. Correctional Officer Gerald Nelson teaches beekeeping at Clarinda. He says a lot of guys are nervous to get near the bees when they first start, but they learn how to be calm and how to work together.
One of the first things I did when we first started is take the guys down. Okay, now reach down and grab a bee and pick it up and not hurt it.
Clarinda got its first bees in 2018, and it's one of the more popular programs. It's also popular in other places. Prisons in Missouri and Washington also offer beekeeping programs. Besides learning a new trade, inmates take away some psychological benefits: responsibility, accountability, and problem solving.
There's a number of them that we've had leave here, and when they earn my respect, they've done a real good job.
One of those people is Newt Wright. He was in prison when the beekeeping program got started. Now he has a hive at his family farm about an hour northwest of Clarinda. He had two hives, but one didn't make it through the winter.
And I had to get a new queen put in here. But this hive's doing pretty good still.
The prison mailed him a beekeeping suit after he was released. That's something they offer for others enrolled in the program. Wright says beekeeping is like having 50,000 pets to care for.
And these little guys like count on me to make sure that I keep them healthy, and if they have mites or something, I need to get them treated with some medicine.
Wright says beekeeping taught him how to work well with others. And there's research that prison animal programs help reduce fights, antisocial behaviors, and the chances of coming back to prison. That's something Philip Tedeschi has studied. He's a clinical professor at University of Denver's Graduate School of Social Work. He says animal programs put a person's empathy to work.
And empathy is also closely connected to the commission of crime, particularly violent crime, is that when somebody has stronger capacity for empathy, they're less likely to engage in harmful behaviors towards others.
Tedeschi's primarily studied programs where inmates work and live with dogs, but he says there's a parallel to bees. In both, inmates learn to care for animals, and that can change their experience in prison and life for the better. Katie Pikus, Harvest Public Media.